step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. Maxbond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at
Time to play Name That Tune. Steve, you're in charge today.
I am in charge.
Kelly
this is the first time I've done this.
Oh, wow. Are you excited?
Yeah, very
You've
much
You've been
so.
Anointed by Kelly, normal leader.
I know.
Let's welcome our contestants, shall we?
Okay.
Scott and Lansing, listening on 94.9 WMMQ. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. And Tyler, listening on Q1057 and 103.5 in Saratoga, New York. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome.
All right, guys, I've got tunes for you to name and clues to go along with them. I'm going to read the clue first, and if you know the tune based on the clue, buzz in with your name. Your name is your buzzer. Test your buzzers.
Three Bear.
Tyler. Scott.
All right. If you don't know the tune by the time I've done reading the clue, I will play the tune for you. Buzz in one more time. Test your buzzer.
Tyler.
All right.
Scott.
Do you guys want to know this week's theme?
Yes.
Please.
This week's theme is stuck.
Stuck.
I guess because they were stuck in an airport.
Oh,
Kelly and Maitland
sense.
Were.
Oh.
So that probably spawned this idea. Okay, are you ready
a lot of
for
stuff about stuck stepsisters and stepmoms? Then I bet
it
right
could be. Yeah, yeah. I've been looking down through this list. Yeah, definitely
a big stuck category.
All right, are you guys ready for tune number one?
Yes.
All right, the guy in this 1973 soft rock ditty is critical of the music industry, and he finds himself stuck in the middle of a pack of fools along with his fellow bandmates. After having experienced a bit of success, the narrator expresses disdain for industry executives, as well as hangers-on, old friends, for example, who turn up out of nowhere and look for
Tommy
the connection.
Buzzed in.
Yeah, doesn't...
You have to stop reading the clue and ask, make him guess.
Yeah, Tommy, guess.
Is it Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel?
Yes!
Absolutely right.
That was the only stuck song I thought of, and then as soon as he started saying it, I thought, it's not that one. Yeah, I didn't expect it to be first.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the
I can't hear this song, and I'm sure anyone who's seen the movie, you think about him cutting a ear off in Reservoir Dogs.
Absolutely.
Tommy, have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
Dancing around with a straight razor?
Yeah, far too happy to be doing what he's doing.
Cool.
Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
There you go.
All right, was tune number one. Now we move on to tune number two. Although this song is meant to be tongue-in-cheek, the 1986 rock favorite contains a lot of truth. The married man in this number one single confesses that he has sometimes thought of calling it quits with his dear wife. However, then he considers that it is too late
for them.
Tommy? Hot Wings.
Huey Lewis and the News, Stuck With You.
America, according to Stuck With You. According to Hot Wings, America's number one party band.
Ooh, listen to those riffs.
You can't go to a Huey show and not have a great time.
Yeah. As Kelly said, I can't remember the last party I was at where somebody didn't yell, put on the Huey!
Yes, we've had our ups and downs. Been down that rocky road. But here we are still.
This song sucks. This is a bad song.
that's not the best.
Now we know it's much too late.
The hook is really pretty rocking, though.
We are bound by all the rest. Like the same phenomena. All the same friends and the same address. Yes, it's true.
God, this
yes,
is terrible. True. That he managed to do something. He's moved me to want to hear more songs by Taylor Hicks because they can't be any worse. Similar voice train.
What?
Bad engine. Everything's bad.
Similar voice train, but bad engine.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just saying words?
Yep.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Tune number three. It isn't often that someone gets upgraded from the friend zone into the role of a lover, but that's exactly what this singer does in this 1984 pop ballad, Free Beer.
Stuck on You, Lionel Richie. Dude fell off the stage this weekend.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah. Well, canceled a couple dates.
So no.
No more parties on the ceiling for a while.
Yeah, right.
Free beer. He got fell off the stage. Is he okay?
He's fine.
Yep.
Nope.
Just can't
lose.
Guess I'm on my way.
Oh, my God. This song is so... We're driving to Rock Hill, South Carolina. Grabbed the three cassette tapes we have. Heard this song so many times on that drive.
Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed.
Mm.
Tune number, what are we on? Number
four.
The main character in this 1978 soft rock tune fosters dreams of buying land, abandoning his habit of one-night stands, and finally settling down away from the city that has no soul. None of that will ever materialize, though. While he tells himself that one more year is all it'll take before he'll make this move, the guy is stuck in a lifestyle of addiction to alcohol. In addition, at his core, he isn't one to settle down.
Mm.
This is tune number four.
Sucks too.
Oh, it's got a great sax solo,
yeah.
Though.
Coming in right here. Right here. No, right here.
God, what is the name of this song?
Scott.
Scott.
Is it Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty?
Yes, sir.
That's it. Baker Street. I could not
well
think
done,
of Scott.
Damn
Scott's
title.
On the board.
That's a healthy saxophone.
Great sax solo.
Okay, the sax solo's good.
And then the lyrics start, and it's lamer, but...
Yeah, okay, that's the worst.
Oh, it's not bad. I like that song.
But it doesn't live up to the beginning.
No.
Like, it's... It's kind of like when you hear Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum.
It is.
And it's like that crunchy ass. And
yeah.
Then it's like, I'm here in the Spirit in the Sky. And you go, what the hell just happened?
Yes.
This was about to jam. I thought I was hearing a rock god.
When that song comes up on shuffle, I listen to the intro. And as soon as the lyrics hit, I hit next every time. Like if they kept track of that, that would be the most listened to intro. Least listened to song.
Yeah, like I hear Baker Street, I hear that sax solo, and I think like some big voice like Joe Cocker is going to come in and blow my socks off, and then it's Jerry Rafferty. Winding your way down Baker Street.
Score update. Tyler, everyone has a point except you, and
come
I
on,
say
Tyler.
That this is your turn. Everyone else has one.
Let's do it.
All right, Tyler. Here we go. This one's for you, buddy. Tune number five. This number one Motown tune from 1964 is about a girl who is just bonkers about her run-of-the-mill boyfriend. The narrator boasts that she's stuck like glue to him and can't be deterred.
Oh.
Not even a muscle-bound, handsome movie star type can convince her to cheat on her or turn away from her honey.
Damn it.
He must be some catch.
I know that.
This is tune number 5.
Scott.
My guy, my Mary, what's her last name? Wells.
That's correct.
Well done, Scott.
Oh, man.
Stick together. I love when Whoopi Goldberg redid this for Sister Act, and it was My God.
She did?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's how she brought secular music into the sect.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When she was...
Yeah, because she joined the choir. She was
a murder witness or something.
That's the one where she played the coach of the New York Knicks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Scott's got 2. Early leader.
Nice job, Scott.
Thank you.
Let's do one more.
We got one more. Time for one more. Okay, this is Tune and Clue. Number 6, the confident narrator in this love anthem bubbles over with enthusiasm for a lover who provides all that she needs, including a lifetime of promises and dreams. She is so stuck on his heart and every word he offers that she'd rather be dead than be without his love.
Tyler.
Tyler.
Ooh.
The best, Tina Turner.
Hell yeah, wow. Tyler.
Wow.
Well done.
Guess I've never really listened to the lyrics. I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wild. You come to me. I don't think she wrote this about Mike.
Almost certainly no. Scott and Tyler, good job. You both get lucky idiot accounts. Let's get 2 new contestants to play in the next segment. 1-800-947-3979. You can show us how wicked smart you are as well.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.